Hey there, welcome back to another edition of the TV Casualty Podcast. I'm Kat Angus, and next to me is my trusty sidekick, Jeevan Brar.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, This week, I think we'll start it off with the United States of Tara. When the show first started, I was kind of iffy on it. I kept watching.
Why were you iffy?
It just was so much like, look at her wacky personalities, yes. Waka waka. But now in the second season, it's become one of my favorite shows because they're not dependent on her split personalities
right.
for just entertainment value or anything. It's much more about Tara herself and why she needs these personalities.
I'm glad you said that because I feel the exact same way. The first season was, it was all about the personalities.
Yeah.
And I kind of got sick of them. I hated when they came out.
Yeah.
And now they only come out for a little bit, if they do at all.
Yeah.
And it's usually just Buck, which you know, he's there for the entertainment.
Well, we've seen a few more. Alice came out
yeah.
for a little while. And Gimmy was briefly there. We still haven't seen T. And she now has another personality, Shoshana, who is her therapist.
Which is awesome.
Which is a brilliant
yeah.
plot point.
She's also able to help Max.
Yes.
Who needs help.
Well, and that's another thing I love about this second season, is that in the first season, he was just too perfect.
Right.
It just, like, I understood he loved Tara, but he just seemed so accepting of these personalities and, like, had seemed to have no real ill effects on him. And that kind of thing would take quite a toll on you.
It would.
And we're seeing the toll it's taking this season and that their marriage is actually in trouble. And I really appreciate that
yeah.
the show is actually looking into that instead of just saying, here's a show about
it's
some whack
perfect.
People in the same body.
Yeah. At the end of this week's episode, Max has had it at the art show
mm-hmm.
and he heads off to a bar and sees Pammy.
Pammy, who had an affair with Buck. And I really enjoy just how messy everything is getting. I love the idea, it was just sort of mentioned in passing, but that Tara could possibly have another personality who is almost exactly like her, except in a few ways, so you can't be sure which Tara you're getting.
Oh my God.
That could be a little iffy. Alan Sepinwall mentioned that if that's true, then they could just have her do anything out of character and explain it away with oh, this is one of the sort of Tara personalities.
She pretty much get away with anything.
Yeah, but if they handle it well, I think it could be an interesting idea. And I like that her daughter,
Kate
is also having her own, not split personalities, but enjoying another identity.
Yeah.
And I love that the show is now turned into trying to determine your own identity regardless of whether you have Tara's problems or not.
And then there's Charmaine, who
Charmaine
is a mess.
Is a mess, and that's what I love about her. She is, by design, she's clearly the most irritating person on the
yeah.
show because she reads O Magazine unironically, and she complains that she does stupid things because it's so hard to plan a wedding, and she actually manipulates her fiancé into staying with her even though she's having another guy's baby.
I would never do that. See, that's what I had a huge problem with the latest episode. They go to an art show together, and they're all lovey-dovey, and he's going to buy her a painting. She's not having your kid. It's a big issue. It's not like they weren't together when
mm-hmm.
she got pregnant. They were together. They were engaged when she got pregnant.
Well, and that's the thing. He is presented as so perfect that even without this, I don't understand why he would like Charmaine because she
exactly.
is irritating. But they're trying to present that she isn't quite sure what she wants. There is Neil, who is physically not conventionally attractive, but emotionally and physically gives her everything she wants. And then there's this other guy who gives her this perfect cookie-cutter life that she does want because she reads O Magazine with no sense of irony. And I understand that, but at the same time, I don't understand why her fiancé would want her to begin with. Because
okay, good.
She just makes me so mad.
Back to Pammy.
Yeah. Back to Pammy.
So if Max cheats on Tara with Pammy, do you find that okay?
I don't find anything these people do okay. I think it's the next logical step in that character. He is going crazy, and clearly the suicide of their neighbor has really affected Tara. We're getting hints that possibly one of her alters had a relationship with this guy, and he probably killed himself because of those few months where Tara's personalities were gone, and he probably killed himself because he thought that the love of his life was gone forever. And so now she's experiencing all these personalities coming back and coming out at even more inopportune times and screwing up her marriage because she can't deal with this. And Max has to deal with the fallout of it, and frankly, he shouldn't have to, and he's ill-equipped to do it. So I don't support that he went to go see Pammy to possibly cheat on Tara, but I can see that he needs to experience something else other than somebody who has no way to support him.
Right.
Only is really only with him to be supported, not to be supportive of anything he does. How about you?
That was very well said. I see if he would cheat on Tara, it would be a major flaw. And in the first season, we were expected for him to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
For him to do it right away, I would have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
But if it happened in maybe at the end of the season rather than right now, because he only just started to crack visibly on screen in the latest episode.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that they're doing it now. I wouldn't want to have to wait till the third season to see the fallout from that. But I can see your point. But yeah, huge improvement in the writing this season. And I love that they've taken Tara's Alter's costumes away. Because Toni Collette does a great job with that, and you can immediately tell who they are. They've really just upped their game, as much as I hate that term. And that they've made Tara an interesting character in and of herself, not just a blank slate for her alters to use whenever they want.
Right. I think that it has a lot to do with what Diablo Cody told New York Magazine last month. I'm not sure if you read it.
I did not.
But basically, she didn't feel that season one was at its best that it could have been. So for her to go in and do a TV show that deals with a main character with mental illness was a lot harder than she anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So after the first season, the second season, it's allowed her to understand how, it works properly.
And, completely understandable. Most shows go through growing pains in their first season. And I appreciate that they've pretty much got the kinks worked out. It's not perfect by any means.
Yeah.
But, honestly, Monday nights, I look forward to the United States of Tara coming on. And if you had told me that I would say that a year ago, I would have punched you in the face and run away crying.
Ouch.
And, well, I have issues of my own, clearly.
Maybe you need some Shoshana.
Maybe. Jeevan, there is some potentially horrifying, but also potentially great news.
Oh, no.
MTV is getting an all-new cast for Jersey Shore's third season. That means no more Snooki, no more The Situation, no more Pauly D., which is bad, but luckily it means no more Ronnie and no more Sammy, and Angelina will definitely not be there.
Thank God. I'm still upset that she showed up at the reunion.
Well, she's back. They're filming the second season right now. Angelina is there. I'm not too happy about that.
She quit. You quit, you leave.
I know, but when there's money to be made, Angelina will be there. So what do you think? Do you think this is a mistake to get rid of the cast for season three?
No, because you'll see in season two that these guys are now, like you said weeks ago, that they're now self-aware. They know.
They're like Skynet right now.
They are like Skynet. Yeah, they're like Skynet. They
know what they are.
They know what they have to do, and it's just not fun. It's it's like The Hills now.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, not that anybody on The Hills is actually very self-aware.
No.
But they know what they have to do. They're going to be
creating the drama on purpose.
Now, granted, a new cast is still, they will know what they have to do, but it will be refreshing because we haven't seen these people before. And I think that's why the real world works.
Exactly.
I mean, it hasn't worked that well in recent seasons, but the only reason I watch at least the first few episodes of each season is because there are new people and I'm hoping it will be better. And sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. And I think getting new cast members will help keep Jersey Shore fresh. And clearly MTV wants this to be a franchise that is going to go on for a long time.
Long time.
Honestly, as much as I love Snooki, I don't know if I could take season after season after season of that little Oompa Loompa dancing all over the place. And frankly, I want to punch The Situation in his stupid abs and face and butt.
You want a situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as proof of the Jersey Shore kids knowing what they have to do to create drama, I think both Snooki and Sammy have already gotten into fights while filming the second season. And one, Snooki punched somebody. Did she not learn anything from Snooki Punchgate last year? Is this not a big deal? Oh, well, it's fine when girls punch other girls.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And frankly, I hate that these people are being rewarded for their bad behavior. I realize the irony of saying that because that's the entire show and I love the show. But there's a difference between being drunk and ridiculous and being violent and getting paid for it.
Yeah.
And that's basically what's happening. And I realize that once it's over, it's not like they're going to go and get regular jobs. They're just going to attend every club opening they can and just make the rounds until nobody cares anymore. Until they get old. But I like that there is a very slight possibility that some of these people will have to actually become real people and get jobs.
You mean Baskin-Robbins won't just give anyone?
I know. Well, I have a feeling that Snooki will end up having her own dating show called Snookin' for Love. But I'd probably watch that, so I'm not against it.
Yeah. Better her than Tila. Tequila.
Yeah. Well, better than anybody than Tila. I should have my own dating show more than Tila Tequila should. And frankly, I'm a deep fried mess. So.
Deep fried.
Deep fried. But the one thing I hate about the Jersey Shore phenomenon is that MTV is developing so many spin-offs.
There's Jewish girls.
There's the Persian version, actual title.
Persian version.
Wicked Summer, which is about Boston massholes. That is the actual term they use, basically, in a house. There is a friggin' wedding or something like that, where they show people, Jersey Shore type people at weddings. It's so unnecessary, and they are gonna ruin it so quickly. When they should use the American Idol formula and just have it on once a year and not ruin everything. Although even American Idol is going to ruin that by bringing on the X Factor. And it's just going to become too saturated with ridiculosity. And nobody's going to care anymore. Why am I not running these networks?
I feel like you should be medicated after this podcast.
I'm literally angry with rage.
She's angry. Even. I'm scared. I am.
I have feelings. I need to express them. Well, it's time for Lost again, and Jen, that episode was bananas.
Yes, I'm so confused. My brain is melting.
Yeah, we got answers, because this is Lost, it raised so many more questions.
We have two episodes left, and we have like 10 more questions that we need answers. But let's go with the answers that we actually got, because that's something else.
Okay, so Jacob and the Man in Black, they are not sort of abstract concepts brought into life. They are actual boys, brothers who were brought to the woman was pregnant and came to the island.
Yep.
And then Alice and Janney killed the woman and took the kids and raised them as her own.
Right. So that opens up a whole lot of questions, but the answer there is that they are brothers.
They are brothers. So, they're real people.
Yep. Adam and Eve, we now know who that is. Alice and Janney and the Men in Black's body. The donkey wheel, the origins of that.
Yeah.
Although we don't really know what it means and how they got it to work.
Apparently the point of the island is to protect the neon green light of life.
The Lake O' Light. Honestly, when I first saw that thing with the flowers and the meadow, I thought they had lifted it straight from Twilight.
Yeah, I was like, when did we start watching Lord of the Rings? Yeah, happened here?
Yeah, that's not. But my big thing with that is, and this is not really an answer, this is an assumption. I think that, obviously if you jump into the lake or get pushed in, then that's bad. You turn into like smoke monster. But I think that the lake in small doses might have healing powers.
Yes.
And I think the temple was built over that lake, which explains why the fountain in the temple had healing powers, which explains maybe why, cancer can be cured and paraplegics can walk again on the island. That in small doses, this light that is in all of us.
It's an all. If it goes out, we all go out.
Okay, so those are the answers that we got. Are we missing any? I think.
I think that's about good.
All right, let's talk about the millions of questions that we now have.
So, Alice and Janney, was she crazy? Was she justified, but having to get what her. She was just trying to do her job no matter what
both.
It took?
I think obviously she was. A protector of the light, because it seemed to me that no one could actually find the light unless they were the candidate. Right. Like, Jacob couldn't find it on his own until she passed that on to him. Man in Black looked for it for 30 mm-hmm. years, couldn't find it. So I do think that she obviously had a very special purpose on the island. I also think that she was crazy. And I think that she's someone like Russo who everything she says, you have to kind of, you know, put through this frame of like, this is a theory by a crazy person who's only really seeing one view of everything, and Jacob is swallowing this hook, line, and sinker, so now are we supposed to question everything Jacob thinks?
I don't know. Well, she mentioned that she probably got to the island, and she's mentioned her mother who had died.
Yeah.
And I sort of got the impression that the reason that Allison Janney's character was the caretaker of the island was because there was nobody else. Not necessarily because right. she was the best one for the job, but because her mother was going to die or something like that, and Allison Janney was the only one who could, and she didn't like that.
Yeah. And which is interesting, that whole she didn't like it and Jacob didn't want it. And I mean, Jacob is the champion of free will, yeah. of choosing your own destiny. His destiny was not chosen for him in any way, or was chosen yeah. for him. He didn't choose it himself.
Now, I have to say, after last week's, Damon and Carlton made this big yeah. deal about how this, like, Man in Black smoke monster, evil. He is evil. He yeah. is the guy you have to stop. He is bad.
Yeah.
And this episode made me really sympathize
Question
with him.
Question everything about that. I mean, I didn't see him as being evil at all. In this yeah. episode, you're like, man, this guy, even more so than Jacob, got screwed.
Yeah, his entire life was taken away from him. He just wants to experience the world and see where he came from.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get to do that. And meanwhile, Jacob comes off like this whiny mama's boy.
Petulant crybaby.
Exactly.
He killed my mother. Now I'm going to...
So
yeah.
the only way I can see this going that makes sense to me is, unfortunately, the Star Wars route, with the Man in Black being the Darth Vader character who has gone over to the dark side, but maybe he can be brought back in his final moments, or not, or just brought back in general.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the route Saeed went, right? Like, he yeah. was told he was dark, until he eventually just went over to the dark side, mm-hmm. and then in the very final moments was redeemed. So yeah, I think there's something to it.
Yeah.
My big question, this is something that my brother and I have been arguing about all morning since this episode aired, is the Man in Black dead? I think no, but the prevailing theory, at least from what I've been reading on the internet, is that everyone thinks that the Man in Black, so Jacob's, not Man in Black, let's just call him Jacob's brother. So Jacob's brother went into the lake, died, that was his body, and then Smokey came out of the lake, and Smokey's just been using his body, which I don't agree with.
I think that when he went into the monster cave light yep. source thing, that it, basically that's a place that no human body can really withstand properly,
right.
and it split his soul from his body, and so now he is this form. And since we saw that before that, Jacob's brother had the ability to see dead people,
yes.
that is probably why he can take the form of them now.
Right.
I think if it was just a regular person, nothing would have happened.
So he had this kind of special skill. Yeah, I mean, and I also think, and Allison Janney said it, and who knows if we can believe it, but that when you go into the lake, you don't die, something worse happens to you, but you're not dead. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm working off of too, because it doesn't really make sense for if Smokey was just taking the Man in Black's body, that doesn't make any sense, because he could have taken
anybody yeah.
at this point, like, for centuries up until the castaways ended up there,
yeah.
and then he could have used anyone to kill Jacob instead of just Locke. So, yeah, that's a big question mark. Other big question mark, was Allison Janney the original Smokey?
I don't know. I think that's an interesting theory. I'm not
how
sure
how in the
that
world is she...
How would she know?
They waste to that whole campsite in a very smoky way. She burned those people up.
Although she took down Titus Welliver pretty easily. She,
yeah.
And he's a strong-looking man.
Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't just a matter of a takedown. Like, she burned the camp, and
burned
she
the camp,
ended
killed
up...
them.
It was the fully filling in that well. Like, that's just not something that one woman can do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was a crazy bananas episode.
It was
I don't even know what to do. I don't know how they're going to tie this up in a week. So Smokey has to be taken down, and Jacob needs a replacement, and
yeah.
Kate needs to hopefully die. And
I think that's only on your wish.
But all this on like the other timeline has to be broken. And
yeah. One of the things that I'm kind of starting to come to grips with is that a lot of the big questions that I've had over the past 6 years, I'm just assuming were irrelevant. Like, I am assuming at this point that the Dharma Initiative and the others were completely irrelevant, even though it obsessed us for, like, three seasons. I really think the Dharma Initiative were just a group of scientists who somehow realized that the island was weird and did some experiments on them and had no freaking idea what they were into. Yeah,
not at all.
I think the others were just this, like, group of people that Richard got together to try to create some more candidates, but really ended up being nothing.
Yeah.
And maybe the only reason that the Dharma Initiative and the others could come back and forth from the island is because some of those, a very few amount of those people, like Ben and Whitmore, were someone that Jacob wanted, so allowed them to come back and forth. But I really think that even though, I mean, and that's why I don't really look forward to watching this whole series again, is because I think that whole seasons are going to be friggin' worthless.
Yeah, just completely moot.
Like, yeah, like the second season when it was like, we're going to need to take the boy, like, why are the others taking kids and stuff? I don't really think it matters.
I know. The only thing I can think of is that maybe Walt was assumed to be the replacement for Jacob.
Yeah.
And that's why they took him to test him to see if he could.
Exactly.
But I don't think we're going to get any answers.
Because, I mean, obviously Walt did have some kind of what we're talking about, those special skills.
Yeah.
But my other thing is, I mean, what did you think when you first saw that light of lake of light, or whatever the
like,
everyone's calling
it? I just rolled my eye. Like, it was actually like just neon green. They had just put a neon sign down there to.
Yeah. And it's just like, I mean, if you read the EW, the Entertainment Weekly this week, which is amazing, it's like 20 pages all on Lost. They talked to Damon and Carlton, and it's very, very clear that the whole show was about faith versus science, and they really want faith to win out, which I get. Like, I get it. It has to go in one way. Fine. But, God, I just hope that there's somebody in a lab coat and a clipboard who comes out just for maybe Daniel Faraday, someone who says, oh, the lake is actually, like, a collection of weird electromagnetic. I don't even need to understand the scientific.
Yeah, like, atom, string theory,
don't care,
quantum physics explanation.
Make it a nod to science, because if it's just, this is the light that is inside of all of us. Like that's so Oprah New Age bullshit that I just don't, I can't buy.
Because when the show started, what I really appreciated was that everything weird that happened, they said, while we won't tell you, we always wanted to make sure that there was some kind of logical,
scientific
logical explanation for it. And now they're just like, no, light, it's in everybody.
I know. And I'm really hoping that her whole thing, you know, she was a primitive, whatever, person, god, whatever she was, she only really saw her side of things. That's what she interpreted the light to be. I really hope that there's some explanation that isn't just...
Yeah.
It's light inside all of us because we are all special and filled with love.
All I can assume is that she too had a crazy mother, and it's just parent issues all the way down.
The whole, you know,
like, there is no other explanation. Just everybody's parents were screwed up, and that's why everything's happening.
And there's weird sibling connections. That's what Lost is: weird brothers and sisters, and weird parent issues.
And
so that's not so.
It's not about love. It's not about faith. It's about your parents screwing you up on a grand scale.
That's what life is about anyway, right?
And, yeah, and so many times, like, they're just upset, and I just want to go, get over it!
I know.
Over it! Yes. Everybody's parents are, like, screw up in some way, and they usually mean well.
Hopefully.
So, just hopefully.
Yeah.
So, just recognize that your parents were doing the best they could in their situation.
Yes.
And just get over it. But this is Lost. Nobody gets over
anything.
Nobody
really gets over anything. And they
I'm the old person who's like, be nice to your parents!
Oh, that is so cute. So... Okay, so when Locke, back in the day when he was, like, reborn and got all that faith because he saw something in the island, he saw the island's true self and it was beautiful, do you think Locke saw the light?
I don't think he saw the light. I think he did see the smoke monster, but what I assumed, now, after Jacob's brother went down into the light and came out, because he went into the light, which is a part of everybody, he now has knowledge of everybody inside of him. So whenever we see the smoke monster flashing through... the images while he's looking at somebody. It's kind of like he's going through his database.
He's, like, retrieving the images he already has about that person. Okay.
So I assumed it was the smoke monster seeing John Locke and realizing that he was the man he's been waiting for to put his plan into fruition. And obviously, you see a smoke monster that isn't killing you.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty religious experience for me if that happened. And
agreed.
And I was nowhere near as desperate for meaning as John Locke was.
Exactly. I just don't know why John Locke wouldn't say, hey, this smoke monster guy just flashed me. Like, this is the whole thing with the whole issue with the island.
Yeah.
You go
Nobody
on the island and no one,
anything.
No one says anything. No one reveals their answers. And if they had, maybe we would have, like, more... ideas of what's happening right
now. Well, they're giving us answers, and it's only raising more questions, which we're never going to find out how Alice and Janney got there, or who her mother was, or whether this light is actually anything, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think we're just supposed to accept that it's the light inside us all.
And so I think the thing that we also have to accept is that if Man in Black or Smokey leaves the island, something bad's going to happen, even though I really felt like this episode kind of made it seem the opposite.
Yeah, I think he completely deserves to leave the island.
He just wants to leave the island. He's never been off the island. Yeah.
He was lied to his entire life. He just wants to experience the world that he has a complete right to experience.
Yep, the poor kid, his mother got, you know, killed by his crazy mother, and then he had to, like, suffer through childhood with a bad Justin Bieber haircut.
Exactly.
The kid has suffered. Just let him go off the island.
I know. Sorry, David Carlton. I'm on the Smoke Monster side. I don't agree with the killing, obviously, but I'm kind of on his side.
Yeah.
Just let him go.
Jacob, not really such a hero right
now. Yeah, he's kind of a loser.
Which makes me sad, because if what we think is true, which is that Jack is, you know, really going to take Jacob's place and become the protector of the island, that makes me really sad for Jack because, I mean, it seems like this whole protector of the island thing is kind of BS.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of...
Well, but to be fair, Jacob didn't really want it. I think Jack wants it.
Jack wants it. But I think Jack wants it without knowing what it is. You can't really... And this... goes back to the whole free will thing, right? Yeah. Like, in order to have free will and make an informed decision, you have to be informed.
Yeah.
And,
well,
we don't know.
Like, Jack doesn't care about having all the information. Yeah, he just cares about being right.
Being the hero.
Yeah.
That's why we love him. So one of the things in the EW article, they mentioned a couple times about the finale, without being too spoilery, they said it was going to be terribly sad.
Of course.
Which means people are going to die.
Everybody's dying.
And they said the three words that just chill me to the bone, open to interpretation.
Oh.
Which means we are going to be talking about what the hell really happened versus what we think happened versus what other people think happened for like 3 years now.
Yeah. And Damon and Carlton are going to go into hiding and never come out again.
It's true. Although I do have to say, like, as much as I didn't love this episode, I mean, it wasn't a bad episode.
While I was watching it, I enjoyed it. And then afterwards, I just went, oh!
It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
As much as that, you know, happened and I am really frustrated, I have had, like, a morning of amazing conversations about existential theory that I never really usually talk about. So, you know.
So Lost is making you a more well-rounded person, Jen.
It's making me use my brain.
It had to happen sometime.
I didn't think it would.
Me neither.
Yeah. Thanks, Lost.
So that does it for this edition of the TV Casualty Podcast. Check out my blog at dose.ca/TV Casualty and check out Juven's blog at dose.ca/watercooler. I'll see you next week.